Hanmod, Yevod Wo, Yevod Moin Sirpo, Amen. In today's Gospel reading, we hear that the Pharisees come up to Christ and they ask him and they question him, where do you get your authority from? With what authority do you perform these miracles and do you preach the words you say? And it's a common question, especially in America today. Who has authority over our lives? Do the police have authority? Do churches and schools have authority? Does the government have authority? But it is also a question that is asked amongst Armenians today, especially with the war that's going on in Artsakh. Who will ultimately have authority in Artsakh? Will it be the Armenians of Artsakh? Will it be Armenia? Will it be Azerbaijan? Will it be Turkey? Or will it be another country that decides to join this war? Who will have authority? Naturally, we believe as Armenians that we are right. Not because we're Armenians and we're always right, but because we believe that history is on our side. Truth is on our side. We have the facts, we have the proof, we have the evidence. We have very noisy voices, and we have bravery and unseen bravery on our side. But the real question, though, is God on our side? The answer, in my opinion, is of course he is. He is on our side. But what does that mean? Authority is a relationship between two groups. One is charged with responsibilities and obligations to fulfill, while the other is willing and accepts those terms and will be subject to that authority. And we see this throughout the world. We see it in governments. Governments have authority because we, the people, have given them that authority. We, the people, have given them that responsibility. Teachers and students. The students listen to the teachers because they give them that authority to teach them. And even with parents and children. Children, as much as we want to think they listen to us because they love us, it is because they give us that authority because they trust us. And they believe what we say and what we will do. And with all these relationships, the main facet that keeps them going is what I said just a little bit before, is trust. Without trust, there is no authority. And we see this when governments in Armenia only years ago, when the government abused its authority over and over and over again, finally the people of Armenia rebelled, they revolted, and they took over the government, and they won. And this also happens in relationships. If we see this, unfortunately, with parents and children, if the parent is not a good parent and continuously lies and breaks down that trust, the child no longer listens. They become ignored, disrespected, and rejected. We sometimes think the opposite of trust is distrust. But that's not the case, in my opinion. The opposite of trust is doubt. Doubt. Because when we doubt, that leads to distrust. When we doubt the authority in front of us, we doubt that it can do what it says it will do. And doubt leads to fear and leads to worry and destroys that relationship. Yesterday, at 9 o'clock, I came here with Father Mikhail and Deacon Sarkis and some faithful, and we celebrated and we worshiped and we performed the service of peace for Armenia and Karabakh. And during that service, we did it at 9 o'clock because Etchmiadzin Ve'apar had asked that all Armenian churches throughout the world at the same time, which was 6 o'clock in Hayastan, that all churches at the same hour worship and offer these prayers to God. And we did the service, and it was a short service, about a half an hour. And then afterwards I left, And I said I didn't have to come back to church until 5 o'clock when our youth were going to come here and they were going to make signs for today's march. And it was a beautiful day yesterday, those that remember. It was beautiful out. So I said, I'll do some housework beforehand. And I went outside, and we had lots of weeds around our house, and these weeds were so so spread out all over the place, they even covered our sprinkler system, and the water was not coming out. So I went to work, and I started ripping up the weeds, and they were very deep, and they were spread out everywhere. And it took a lot of time and effort. And I told Hasni that I hurt this morning still from doing that. It was very hard work. But as I was doing this, I was constantly thinking about the war that's going on in Armenia and Artsakh. And I thought to myself, and it occurred to me, that the war we are fighting is not only a military war, and it's not also an informational war, or a war with technology, but it is a spiritual war that we are fighting. Not just against the evils of this world, but in the Armenian's heart today. We have to fight against doubt. We must fight against this idea of doubt that is in our hearts and in our minds. And I look into the eyes of certain people, and I see that they look like they are already defeated. They look as if we have lost the war already. They look as if the Turks are going to come in from both sides and wipe Armenia off the face of the map. Doubt is like weeds that grow quietly, and they choke that life-giving water which we are all baptized with in our lives. And it is up to us to remove those weeds, to remove that doubt from our lives and let that water spray forth. Doubt will cost us this war. If we want to win this war, it will not only be won on the battlefields, it will not be won in the budgets of governments, but this war will be fought and won in our hearts. Yes, we have superpowers that are against us now. We have nations that we never even knew about Armenia are joining the opposite side. But the question really is, if we were fighting this war by ourselves, would we win or would we lose? And the answer is very clear. We would lose the war. But we are not fighting this by ourselves. We have God on our side. We have the Almighty who has chosen us and is fighting with us. And with God, nothing is impossible. Let us not forget our history. Being a student of history, I look at it and it teaches me what will happen. Let us not forget the Battle of Shushi only 30 years ago and how the Armenians, by impossible odds, climbed up the mountains, the rock face of Shushi, and captured the city. Let us not forget Sarabat, when we were outnumbered, and the Turks with their military came in to destroy us, and we won that battle. Let us not forget the battle and the war of Avaray. We may have lost the first battle, but we ultimately won the war. And let us not forget the Gospels and the Bible, when the Bible tells us about David and Goliath. God has always chosen the Armenian people. Why? I have no idea. But he chose us to be the light to this world. And he will not allow our enemies to extinguish that light. For centuries, nations have come and disappeared. They no longer exist. But for some reason, this small remnant of Armenians exists, and God will not allow it to be destroyed. I promise you that. I say that with all conviction and truth and belief. Today, I ask us to rid ourselves of any doubt we may have in our hearts and our minds that this war is not in our favor. I ask us to rid all the worry we may have and to put our trust in God and in his authority over this war. because he is the one who is fighting on our behalf. And at the march today, which unfortunately I cannot attend, I had prior engagements I cannot break. But I pray that when you go there and you march, you do not go as a defeated people who are begging for people to listen to us, but go as a triumphant people, already having the battle won. Go there and show them that we are a people that will not be defeated. We are a people that have Christ and God on our side. And we are there to teach, to preach, and to bring them to the truth that we have known for centuries. And through all of that, we will be victorious. Amen.